I'm now with Leslie Carty, who's the Executive Director of Operations for the Rural Coordination Center. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm terrific. I'm really enjoying this gathering. This is mind-blowing.
Thank you. We're happy to have all sorts of people here. We really think that the varying participants is needed to make transformative change.
So, having said that, it seems to me that the majority of the folks who are here seem to be physicians. So I'm just curious, how's the reaction among doctors been to the existence and the work of RCC so far?
I hope supportive. I think the physicians we work with, generally on all our different projects, we ensure that our physicians are working and living in rural communities. So we have project leads who are engaged, who are living in Nelson, who are living in Fort St. John, who are living in Vanderhoof, who are living in Valmont. So they are doing clinical work and very in touch with what's happening on the ground, and then able to take that knowledge and experience and filter it into something hopefully quite practical that we can then bring to the table to look at real life experience and then how we can kind of make change that'll be better for patients and clinicians in their practice.
Well, that sounds very encouraging. As I'm sure you're aware, for many folks who live in rural BC, there are two interfaces, if you will, with the medical world, are with their local physician and with the regional health authority. And just focusing on the latter for a moment, I hear time after time, anecdotally, stories from rural residents who view their local, or rather their regional health authority, with some degree of distrust or disdain. I hear words like bureaucracy, top-heavy, monolithic. Does an organization like the RCC have a role in somehow humanizing the delivery of health care out to rural places? Maybe that's not the right way to put it, but you know what I mean?
I do. I hope we can. I think the beauty of having physicians who are actually working on the ground, we can humanize it by showing that they have practical experience and know what it's like. You know, we don't have a whole bunch of physicians from Vancouver who think they may know what it's like. We have people who are actually practicing in communities as small as a couple hundred to thousands and tens of thousands. We also have a lot of physicians who do work kind of with the health authority, and so we recognize that there is different levels of bureaucracy, but really try and meet people on a one-to-one basis. We really believe that it's all about relationships. So the more relationships you can develop within the health authority, the more you can humanize the health authority to patients and understand that there do need to be processes, but maybe having that one-on-one relationship can actually make it easier to deliver health care. And I think you can understand more once you've spoken to someone, once you've seen their face, once you've had an interaction. You can get a better sense of why they're doing what they're doing, and they can get a better sense of your needs.
Yeah, that's a great point. So I had a conversation earlier with your colleague, Dr. Ray Markham, and I'm going to ask you what I asked him. If you had to pick one or two initiatives, projects, even ideas that are coming along right now that you think are going to have a positive impact on healthcare delivery in rural BC, what might those be?
We have another project that we are working with intimately with the health authorities and with healthcare practitioners called the Rural Surgical and Obstetrical Network. So we recognize that surgery can often be the backbone of an emergency and emergency room in some of the really small communities. And some of the really tiny communities, that's where it is most fragile based on the number of physicians and nurses and paramedics you have there. And you're often kind of teetering on kind of a sufficient call. And then if someone leaves the community, you know, that can all change overnight. And we recognize that surgery and obstetrics and anesthesia are all intimately linked with some of the services that can be provided in an emergency room. So we're looking at some communities across the province that are the smallest, that still have an emergency and obstetrical care with cesarean sections still open, and how we can better support that. That's partially through coaching. So how do we encourage mentorship and coaching between physicians in a community and the referral center that they send their patients to? How do we encourage continuous quality improvement and learning of physicians? Also looking at kind of capacity of those operating rooms. Often some of those places are along the highway where you get other things that are coming in, but you need that surgery and anesthesia capacity to support those communities. So that's rolling out, and that's really exciting because I think it's again, kind of the backbone of a hospital's ability to really provide emergency services.
Okay, Leslie, thanks so much. Appreciate you talking with me today.
Thank you so much.